Hello, test 1 2 1 2. This is the world famous Verlin Richaud. Let me see. This is our pre-show for the 8th. What is this? The 7th? God damn it. What the fuck is the story? What the fuck's the story here, baby?
Yeah, we took a vacation here to the Bahamas. Well, we come from the Northeast, but my wife and I took a vacation to the Bahamas, and it was on Wild and Free Airlines. It was on an airline that was called Wild and Free. Do you know this airline?
No, I don't, sir.
All right, well...
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we have tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, David G. Hall is going to rip my ass for the Elcott thing.
Yeah, Phil, the Elcott thing is just... It's not working, and I wish that...
Here's what I wish. I wish you guys wouldn't...
Hold on, Phil. Now, I'm talking to Dobka right now.
Oh, perfect.
No, Tom, can I... Hey, Phil, it's Tom Dobka. Listen, I know you don't want to hear nothing I got to say, but the Tom Elcott... God. Here, I'll do it. It's the name of the... What's the name of the guy? The name of the guy is Dr... What is it, Phil?
Ed Elcott.
Dr. Ed Elcott. That's not what we heard last night. We heard something like... I heard thumb dick, and I, you know, you don't want to go there. There's people that offends. Go ahead. What do you mean, go ahead? It doesn't, I don't have a, it's not that I have, if a man, it doesn't mean that a guy's got to have a thumb dick. You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
No, I don't. And you guys are starting to get into directing the show again.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm doing. Because I'm telling you right now, Phil, I'm walking away from the show. If I hear thumb dick Elcott or anything like that ever again.
Yeah.
And I got to concur with that, Phil, and I will walk away. I know you don't want to work with me.
No, I don't want to. So if you walk away from the show, it doesn't make any difference.
All right, what are you doing? I'm going to sit down and catch my breath. All right, he's sitting down. So
he's all done talking.
Yes.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So that sounded groovy, man, but I don't know. The echo thing we have got under control since we began to adjust the compression. That's what was causing the motherfucking echo. We had compression wasn't balanced on the phone pod and the mic pod. I know you don't know what I'm talking about, and that's okay. That's okay, because I barely know what I'm talking about. What is this cosmic owl? What the fuck is this? Is this, this is an audition again? Okay. All right. Anyway, welcome, pre-show time. Oh, man. So I had something unusual tonight. I'm watching television. And Jackie and I joined, you know, we hook up, watch TV a little bit, then we split, and we watched the women's road race. That was pretty cool. The American Faulkner, she won that thing. In a sprint for the ages, she just took up. But in the middle of this, I got one of those warnings on my phone. You've heard them. They go, it's a loud screeching noise, and it comes something like Amber Alert, you know. But this one was, I wish I still had it. It's the first of its kind that I've seen. I'm not surprised. I'm just saying it's the first of its kind. This said, do we have a setting on the phone that tells me when these emergency alerts are coming through? Emergency? No. Anyway, it said, take shelter. Earthquake detected. Take shelter right now. Earthquake detected, right? I never seen that before. I know they have that kind of a detection system in Japan. They had that. When the Fukushima thing went down, I remember seeing they were having a session of the Japanese parliament, and these guys are looking, suddenly there's a thing that came up on a board, a large board there in the hall, that said, you know, earthquake detected. So immediately you're thinking, okay, well, where is it? I grabbed the cat. The cat started to freak out, not because she felt an earthquake, but because she heard the sound. That freaked her out. So I picked up Thunder so she wouldn't go bolting someplace. And I just stood there, waiting to see. The minute I was going to feel any shaking of the house, I was going to go stand under a doorway somewhere downstairs. But it never did happen. And I'm thinking that it happened at a point close to wherever this alert originated, which could have been, I don't know where the fuck, could have been in L.A. someplace. And earthquakes, you know, depending upon the epicenter, have a varying strengths, and I've sat right on top of a 4.0 earthquake, and it feels like a 6, because you're right on top of the epicenter, and then, you know, a 6 happens out in the desert someplace, you don't feel it at all. Anyway, not that this is a news flash to any of you guys, but tonight, I get this fucking alert, like, take cover. And nothing. There was nothing there. All right. Three things we're going to do tonight. We got David G. Hall. I got Coach Dozier. We haven't talked to you in a while. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Phil, it's great to talk with you. How am I? It's a good question.
Well, I saw a lot of the tweets here. You're getting tired of...
I'm getting tired of coaching football.
Testing 1, 2. Let's see, where is it? That's it. There's a grandparent. It's the Igor Memorial Parent Commission. They don't have a PTO at Belmar Academy. They have the... What is it? They have the Igor Morrissey Memorial Grant Parents Commission. Memorial Grant Parents Commission? What the hell is that? What does that mean? The Igor Morrissey Memorial Parents Commission, run by Butch and Cindy Bung. I know in my guts they had our track coach Mike Whistle beat up. I know it. I just do. And then we have, this is Dan and Karen Aldapak, right?
That's right, Phil. This is Don and Karen Aldapak. That's right, Phil. Don and Perrin Aldapak. We come from the Northeast, and we were talking to some of your friends and neighbors. That's right, Phil. That's right, Phil. This is.
I don't know. It's you know, the whole point of this guy's thing is that he was on a flight.
I know you just traveled on. We traveled to the Caribbean on an airline that we found a good. Seats for we found first class seating.
Okay.
And we, you know, so we bought a couple of tickets, round trip tickets. To big deal. The airline was called, I forget, Laughter. It was something like Fun and Free Airlines. Have you ever heard of any airline like that?
I'm afraid I haven't. No. Bud, Margaret.
No. Not me.
No one there. It was fun. What was it, honey? Laughter and Freedom Airline. It had the name...
Do you have the ticket? Yeah, I was going to say, do you have the ticket, sir?
We had the itinerary. Where's the itinerary? Fun, Free, and Easy Airlines. You ever heard of it?
No.
Okay, he's never heard of it. So right there, that's a red flag for me. So you've never heard of it. I haven't found anyone that ever... But we went ahead, we bought these round-trip first-class tickets. Fun, Free, and Easy Airlines.
I've never heard of any airline named Fun, Free, and Easy. Where do they fly?
Well, they flew from where we live in St. Louis, Missouri. Well, they flew from, we live in Coalport, Massachusetts, and they flew from Boston to where we went, Grand Duggan Island in the Bahamian, what is?
The Bahamas?
That's it, yes, the
the Bahamian. All right, man. It's a beautiful thing, baby, you know. It's a beautiful thing, baby. All right, so David G. Hall. And where are we at here? David G. Hall, my brother. Oh, man. What is it? The band is right on the money. George Wallace, the comedian, is a funny man. Yeah, for sure, brother. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay. No. This is, who's the first one? David G. Hall? No, the first one is, David Hall. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, here we go. I want to fucking start a whole bunch of shit here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Oh, fuck that shit. I hate that shit. I hate that fucking singer. Yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. You can't get a better entertainment...